So he said, yeah, I always think about it, you know, that's why I bought a lottery ticket. He said that. So he said, oh, but do you think that you will win the lottery? He said, I don't know, my chance is very slim. He said, how much do you think you will win? He said, I don't know how much I will win. He said, no, but you should think about it, because suppose you win, you know, you should know what you're going to do with it and all that. He was slowly breaking him into. So the man finally said, you know what? If I win the lottery, I'll give you half of it. And the pastor passed away. So, you know, emotionally, whether it is joy or it is sorrow, it hurts heart. Okay. So therefore he says here, Riddhi Esha Atma. And Atreta Atreta Deka Satam Nadina. In this heart, Atra here stands for the heart. Satam Nadina, there are like 100 nadis are there that come out from the heart. Now here also then there is some, you know, some in some Upanishad they said 101, and doesn't matter 101 or 100. 100 nadis come out from there. The idea is that, you know, how many nadis are finally there, that's what they are trying to show. We don't need to correlate everything. So from this heart, 100 nadis actually came out. Tasam satam satam eka eka. From each one of them, satam satam, 100 other nadis came. So therefore 100 times 100. Each one of them 100. Huh? Then what happens? Then dva saptatihi. Then out of each one of them, 72 came out. Oh. Then pratisakha nadi sahastrani. And then from all those 72, another 1,000 came out. Oh. So how many nadis, how many arteries and veins are there in the body? Little cut here and there, you know. The blood immediately comes out. So therefore, bhavanti asu vyanas charati. Among all of these, the vyana actually resides. Charati here means goes about, but we also can say resides. So that is why he didn't want to say that vyana is situated in the heart. He said atma is situated in the heart. Vyana is continuously circulating. Okay. Some medical fact is there, although medical doctors are here, so they can contradict me. But apparently, if you add all the nadis, all the circulatory system, and put together and measure the length, it is said that it is equal to 150,000 kilometers. I don't know whether it's true or not, but I have read it somewhere that the total distance will be equal to 100. Can you believe there's 150,000 kilometers of highway inside us? Amazing. And the rishis had some inkling of that. Think about it. I'm not saying that they must be accurate, that out of this 72, out of the 1,000, maybe not be accurate. But they had some sense as to how many numbers of branches there must be there for the blood to actually reach every cell of the body. Okay. So now we come to the 3D, the question number 4. Let us at least translate it. This is stanza number, mantra number 7. Actually, I will just translate it and then we will leave it there. Because what is not mentioned still is Udana, correct? Okay. And so the Udana is really answered here very nicely. So the question was, so two things are there. Udana is mentioned because how is it divided into five? So that question is the answer is continuing. And here the teacher picks up the question that comes after it. What was the question after it? By what gate or from where prana leaves the body? So the Udana is actually an answer to the previous question as well as the answer to the question, which is the fourth sub-question of this, question number 3. Okay, so we'll just translate it and then we will continue next time. Atheka yordva udanah punyena punyam lokam nayati papena papam ubhabhyameva manushya lokam. So, atha eka urdhva udanah. So, this udan is actually urdhva. Remember that the first two were actually at the down, bottom. This one is urdhva. It is situated at the top. Exact location is not given. This udana is situated at the top. Why it is not given will become very clear. Not that a teacher didn't know. Punyena punya lokam. Punyena punyam lokam nayati. I think we have to look into that. So therefore he says that those who have accumulated the wealth of lot of good deeds. Punyam is meritorious activities. Those who have accumulated the meritorious activities, because of that accumulation, they will be led to Punya Loka. Punya Loka here means heaven. Virtuous world. Heaven. Papena papam. Those who have accumulated a lot of sins, they will be led to Papaloka. Papaloka means hell. Ubhabhyama eva. And if there is a mixture of Papa and Punya both, then they will be led to Manushya Loka. So they will take birth again in this world as Manushya. So we will leave it at that. There is obviously direct meaning, which I just gave you, and there is obviously also indirect or inference meaning, which we will look at tomorrow. So therefore, you should come tomorrow, otherwise you will only know the direct meaning, you will not know the inference, and inference is more important than direct. So this is my way of making sure that you come. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnaat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om.